In the gospel reading today, our Lord is asking something of us that is extremely difficult. That is, to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us and calumniate us. Our natural reaction is to lash out at people who lash out at us. But we look on the cross and we don't see Jesus doing that. We see him forgiving the people who put him on the cross. And of course, that includes you and me. But we see him praying for the people who put him on the cross. And so that's the example that is set. It's not just the matter of words. He's not just giving us some pious pablum that, you know, here, this sounds nice, do this, but he doesn't do it himself. He not only speaks the truth to us, but he lives it. And the truth is sometimes rather difficult. But the point that he's making is a very important one. If we are going to be children of our Heavenly Father, if we have the privilege to call God Father, we really should ponder that for a while. Who are we? And even at Mass, we say we have the audacity, because that's what it is to call God Father. But it's Jesus who taught us that. That's why we do it. So we have this relationship. We are the children of God. And if God is our Father, then we are to be like him. And that's exactly the point that our Lord is making. He allows the sun to shine on the just and the unjust, to the rain to fall on the good and the bad. Obviously, God doesn't like the things that people are doing that are sinful. But he continues to love the people. He continues to treat them the same way. His love continues to be extended to all, even though not everyone receives that love. And that's exactly what he's asking of us. And again, we recognize in that last sentence, be perfect even as your Heavenly Father is perfect. When we consider the context of what our Lord is saying, that perfection is nothing other than charity. Which makes perfect sense, because that's what God is, pure charity. And so if we're going to be perfect as God is perfect, it is to love everyone. That's hard. But what our Lord points out is also something that's very important to us. If we love only those who love us, don't the pagans do the same? And if we greet only those who greet us, don't the tax collectors do the same? It's like, okay, so if we're nice to others who are nice to us, we're not doing any better than pagans. If we're going to profess our faith in Christ, if we're going to say that we are Christian people, what makes us different from people who aren't? The charity. That's what's supposed to set us apart. And that's what we have to try to be about. So we think about what our Lord is telling us. And we apply that, even though it's very difficult, understand the importance of it. The people that you agree with, the people with whom you are friends, the people that like you, they aren't actually doing a whole lot to help you to grow in holiness, because no virtue is necessary. It's easy to be around people that like you and whom you like. It's easy to be kind to people who are kind to you. So there's no virtue that's necessary in that. But it's very difficult to be kind to somebody who doesn't like you. It's very difficult to be charitable to somebody who's uncharitable to you. Those are the people who actually help us to grow in virtue, because we have to practice them. We have to actually try to be charitable to those people. And that's why the saints tell us that they're actually, on one hand, a better friend to us than the people that we think are our friends, because they're helping us the most to be able to grow in holiness. begin to see how differently we think than what the saints do, because most of us don't usually see it that way. Boy, somebody treated me like trash. Praise God, I have the opportunity to treat them with charity and grow in holiness and virtue. And when's the last time that crossed the mind? Other than sitting here in a homily and speaking it objectively, it doesn't usually happen. So we have to really work at these things. And again, if we understand that virtue only grows when it is practiced and when it is tested, that's why the saints would see these people as such a blessing. We pray that God will take them away. God put them there because He loves us. And maybe our charity toward those people is going to be their means of conversion. And instead, we pray that God takes them away because they're inconvenient to us, because they're a pain. And God's saying, no, this is your growth in holiness. This is your path to eternal life. And we pray that He takes it away. So what we really need to do is pray for the grace to accept, and especially for the grace to be able to cooperate, to love these people who don't love us. And again, that doesn't mean have gushy feelings and have something romantic. That's not the kind of love that's being spoken of. But rather, to want truly the best for them, to treat them in a way that is the best. How would you treat them if they were being kind to you? Then treat them that way when they're not being kind to you. That's really hard. But that's exactly what Jesus tells us our Heavenly Father does for the people who are just and unjust and the people who are good and bad. He treats them all the same. He loves them all the same. And so we will know that we have achieved perfection, I suppose, when we can love everybody the same, whether they are the ones that we would consider our friends or the ones we would consider our enemies. Whether they're the ones that build us up and tell us how wonderful we are, or whether they're the ones who persecute and calumniate us, doesn't matter, because we'll treat them all the same, because we're children of our Heavenly Father, and that's what we're asked to do. So the Lord's not asking anything real easy of us. Instead, He's asking us to be saints, and He gave us the example. He not only taught us by word, He taught us especially by His example. And when we're being persecuted, when we're being whatever with our enemies, just look at the cross and ask yourself, how did Jesus handle this when it happened to Him? And obviously what happened to Him is way, way worse than whatever little hangnail we're dealing with because somebody said something nasty about me or whatever. Look what they said about Him. Look what they did to Him. How did He handle it? That's how He's asking me to handle it as well. Again, not something easy, but something truly blessed to be truly a child of God, to be a saint.